Well, anyway, I thank you for letting us be back again, Pastor, and we're so glad to be here, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the Lord has for us this week. And, you know, I like to, you can go to the book of Proverbs, that's where we're going to go, and I'm actually going to even let you sit down this evening. I'm not going to make you stand at all as I read this, but we do respect God's Word, amen?
Yeah.
And we have the whole thing right there in our hand, and what I want to kind of do is maybe just touch a little bit on last year. Maybe touch a little bit on things that have passed here the last little bit, and then we'll kind of bring it up to the current. Kind of, you know, there's, if you think about it, you know, I mean, we want a little revival, amen? That's why you're here, I know that, and we want to be challenged for mission giving, and I'm all for that and everything else, but I think it's okay to look back and see what last year was, but anyway, we're going to look at this and go from here. Proverbs chapter 16, did I say that? Some people said yes, and some said no, so we know who the listeners are. Proverbs chapter 16, here he comes. But I thank you for letting us be here again. Proverbs 16, as we read this, I want you to think about it a little bit here. I want you to think, and, you know, when we read the Bible, it makes us think sometimes. It's supposed to, right? We should be looking for something when we read the Word of God, and sometimes it'll remind us of situations, and sometimes it's instruction for something that's going to come on later down the road, and God knows, and we just need to be reading the Bible. And I'm like I've said before, I'm one of those guys that read the Proverbs, the 22nd today. I read the 22nd, back 16th. I read the 16th anyway. So Proverbs chapter 16. Let's just see as we read this. I like to look and see where the Lord has used something in my life, and sometimes I look and see where I should have used that scripture in my life, and then sometimes there's some things that we don't even realize, but they're there for our future. So as we read this, I want you to think of all those at the same time. So there's a lot of meat here. There's a lot. This is one of my favorite proverbs. And it says here, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Every one that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Who's it talking about? Proud in heart. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. That fear of the Lord is talking about putting God in His proper place in your life. That's what we need. Verse 7, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination. No, this is twice we've seen this word abomination in this chapter. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness. Not just talking about a king, but someone in leadership, like a president. Noted. Did someone say that? Anyway, it says it is abomination to kings to commit wickedness. Abomination. Stinking God's nose. For the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is like a cloud of latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? I'm not preaching yet. I'm still reading the scripture, amen. But I want you to notice, you know, that's an exclamation point there at the end of that sentence. It's not a question mark. It means something. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? It kind of puts it like, whoa. What should I be after? Which is more important? How much better? Well, whoo, is there a limit? It's kind of unlimited. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? And to get understanding rather than to be chosen than silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better is it to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent. By the way, that's a good word. And the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth, and adds learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Your health can be affected by what you say. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisper separateth chief friends. A violent man enticeth his neighbor, and leadeth him into the way that is not good. He shutteth his lips to devise froward things, moveth his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. A hoary head, talking about a gray-haired, a hoary head, is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh his city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. He knows where we're at, and he knows what last year was, and he knows what we did. He knows what we're doing now, and he knows what's to come. And we just need to make sure we have him and his word where it should be. How many of you think maybe one of those verses might have been a help to you today? How many of you think one of those might be a help come later? Let's pray and look at this a little closer. Dear Lord, we love you. Again, thank you for the faithful folks that are here. Lord, there's a good group tonight, and we just thank you for that. We thank you for the music we got to sing. We do ask you for revival. We do ask you for challenging. We do ask you to speak to us this week. Lord, forgive us where we failed you. Just forgive us where we have not been what you desired us to be. Lord, please be with us all. Forgive us. Help us, we pray tonight. Lord, you know the requests of this church. You know the needs, the desires. And I just pray you'd meet each and every one of them according to your will. We'll give you the thanks, praise, and glory for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. I do know one thing over the years, and I don't mean for this to be sound funny, even though it might, but I do know that being I'm a married man, I need to get up in the morning and read my scriptures, don't you? And I know there's a few cases. I just find myself, if I get up and read my Bible, I get along better with my wife. And if I don't, about 9 o'clock, if I don't read my Bible when I get my day going, a little something will come up, and I'll say, like, oh, yeah. She doesn't have to tell me, you didn't read your Bible today, did you? Oh, no, I know it. So it's important to me. It's important to me to read the Word of God. I know, let me just give you a title here real quick. And how did you handle it? We can look at last year in light of that, can't we? How did you handle last year? Everybody went through different things. Some of us went through all the same thing. I'm not looking at one thing. I'm not going to pinpoint one little particular thing either, by the way. We're all different, but we have some things in common too as well. We all have that sin nature, and we're in the United States, and so, and we're in church together. I mean, there's so. But how did you handle things last year? How did you handle it? How are you going to handle it? How have you handled it in the past? And when we look down the road, how are you going to handle it next time? Well, we need to learn from our mistakes sometimes, don't we? Yeah. How did you handle it? How did you handle it? Well, you know best of all how you handled it. But you know, there's somebody else that knows too as well, don't they? Maybe it's the one sitting next to you there. It's for sure the Lord, right? People watch us. They know how we handle things. Have you ever heard anybody say to you, like, how in the world did you handle that? Isn't it good when you can say, well, I read my Bible every day and the Lord helped me. Yeah. Oh, because my pastor preached a Sunday message and it was exactly what I needed this week. That's how I handled it. The grace of God, that's how I handled it. The mercy of God, that's how I handled it. Oh, I remember when I was a young child, my mother, my Sunday school teacher, they taught me, and that's how I handled it. You ever notice how many things that help us handle it and how we did handle it were things, God's things and the Word of God and things that came from church? Not the things in the world, amen? Because the things in the world, in fact, one of the verses in here, kind of, we may bounce off it a couple of times. Look there at verse 29, we read this. A violent man entices his neighbor. How many of you ever been enticed by a neighbor or a friend or somebody at work? Enticed means to trick or be deceived, or there's a lot of different things, ways that can happen. And then the next thing you know, what happens? You're like they are. And that's not good. We're supposed to be like the Savior.
That's right.
And then we end up handling things like the world handled it, and that's not good. We need to handle things the way the Lord handled things. And the way the Bible and the Lord tells us to handle things. Look at this again. A violent man, verse 29. A violent man enticeth his neighbor and leadeth him into the way that is not good. Well, we need to be careful who we're following, amen? We need to be careful who we're listening to. Many a young person has regretted the friendships that they made in school. I've got some regrets there. How did I handle it? Then, foolishly, am I? Do I have scars and baggage from it now? Yep. Do I want anybody else to go down that path? Nope. Sometimes we just need to go through some things. It's not God's will necessarily or His desire, but we need to handle it, get through it, hand it to God, amen, and then not let it happen again. We need to get a handle on it. Have you ever heard that? Get a handle on it. What does that mean? Get it under control.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just need the Lord to help us. No. Most of the time we need the Lord to help us to get a handle on it. How did you handle it? How did you handle last year? How are you going to handle things now? How are you going to handle the things that are coming up in the future? Just grabbing a few verses out of this passage of Scripture. There was a lot of meat there. I'm telling you, I could preach all week out of that one chapter. I'd rather give you some homework and say on the 16th of the month, why don't you read that? Maybe tomorrow morning, why don't you read that? Why don't you review that? Okay, let's have an invitation. She got it. We're done. So I'm just going to grab a few verses out of this passage. There's so many ways I could go. We're just going to let them. But I want to say this for sure. And if there was something I wanted you to get, it's this. God's Word is there to help us and to guide us to know how to live. And that's what it's going to take for us to handle it in the way we should. We can count on God, and we can count on God's Word, and we have the whole thing right here in our hand in the Word of God, the Bible. And by the way, I want to let you know who God is. By the way, I'm talking about God. God the Father, amen? He knows, and He's there to help us handle it. God the Holy Spirit is there to help us to handle it. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is there to help us to handle it. God is there. And we, as we look at our lives, and we should be looking at our lives, we find out it does matter, doesn't it? And it matters to God as well how you handle things. And whether you have His Word where it's supposed to be in your life and Him in our life. We know that if we allow God and His Word to direct our steps, that's what's going to be best. That's the only way and the best way that we're ever going to handle something. Better than any shrink you're going to find is just simply reading your Bible.
Yeah.
By the way, we know if we've decided to leave Him out, that's our personal choice. That's what we're all wanting, isn't it? The personal choice. That's what we're fighting for right now in our society, our personal choice. And it's the same thing when it comes to the Word of God. We know whether we decided to leave Him and His Bible out of our lives. We know that. We also know what happens when we do. And then we find out and remember, oh, it would have been better if I'd have had Him. I'd have been better if I'd have read my... I wonder if there'd have been something in the Bible that would have kept me today from doing this foolish thing. How did you handle it? How are you handling it? How are you going to handle it down in the future? Let me just ask you a question here. Please don't answer this one out loud. Have you looked at God's Word today? I mean, not just the cover. I mean, opened it. Amen. Well, I looked at the Word of God all day long. I held the Word of God close to me all day. I'm talking about opening the book up and looking at the pages. Not the ones with pictures either, the ones with words.
Amen.
Don't look at all those autographs in the center or in the front cover. Get in the middle. Have you looked at God's Word today? No answers. Good. They listen to me. Have you talked to God today? I'm not talking about God is good, God is great, thank you for the food we just ate either. I'm talking about, Lord, I need something. Lord, I need your who. Lord, thank you. Lord, I was just thinking about something. Lord, I was reading something today. Lord, I heard this preached last Sunday, and I just got to thinking about that a little bit. Maybe is there somewhere, Lord, in my life I need... I'm talking about... And listening. You know, God... He's okay with us communicating when you think. But it's not supposed to be one-sided thing like, God, would you give me? God, could I have? God, didn't you? Why didn't you? Got to tell him a little bit of time when we need to be quiet and just listen for that still small voice. Oh, it may come a banner in the sky. Your eyes might be too teary to be able to see the banner in the sky if you're right. Sometimes that's where it is too, isn't it? Well, the closer we, the tender time. I tell you what, the closer and you let the Word of God and God, the closer you get to God, I'm going to tell you, your heart's going to tender. Not going to make it harder. Have you looked at God's Word today? Have you talked with God today? If you didn't talk to God today and you didn't read God's Word today, what did you do? What did you do? You only got today. What did you do with that time? Turn the stupid thing off. And turn this one on. Turn those knees back on again. What did you do if you didn't look at God's Word today? What did you do if you just had a whole day? Did you run your day today? Or did you let God run your day today? Did you let Him have control? Well, this afternoon I did after I messed up. I guess that's better than taking the whole day. Who ran your day? Remember? How did you handle it? How did you handle it today, you running the day? Don't they go better when we let Him run the day? You just decide this morning when you got up, you were going to just guide yourself and leave Him out. Leave His Word out. Leave Him out. Boy, you know what that would be? That would be foolish. And that would be pride. Oh, you think? We think that sometimes, don't we? God, I got this one. It's... Thanks, but... We don't come on and say... We would never come on and say that, would we? I'm serious. Would you dare? I mean, really, would you dare say that? I wouldn't dare say that. God, I got this one. Thanks. The thanks part might be good, but that I got this one is not good. Now, remember how we handled it? You remember how it went when we handled it all? We read in the scripture there, it talked about pride, didn't it? Oh, yeah. That's what that would be. Pride and foolishness for, no, I got it today, Lord. Thanks. God deserves better than that, doesn't He? And you deserve, as a child of God, better than that. God's desire for you is better than that. God's provision, things He's given you, is better than that. We mess things up. Just look around a little bit. God wants to help. If you're a point taker, there's your first point. God wants to help. But the little small print that goes after that is, but it must be His way. God wants to help, and it's pride and foolish again if we don't do it His way. How are you going to know what His way is? Word of God, prayer, preaching, experience, counsel. There's a lot of different ways. What did we do? God wants to help. Oh, beyond that even. And His help is always going to be best. We read in the script, let me read this. When we decide to try our lives without Him, we first are wrong and also are not very wise or smart. It's our pride and foolishness that keeps us from following God and His Word. We're going to look at some of these verses. How about this one? We're going to stay in Proverbs. I don't do this very often. We're going to stay in Proverbs 16 the whole night. How about that? Just keep it open right there. Look in verse 5. Everyone, that's talking about us, everyone, not only us, but everybody out there, past, present, and future, everyone that is proud in heart and is abomination to the Lord. You run in your day and leaving God out. I got this one, God. What is it to God? What does God say that is to Him? An abomination. I'd like somebody to tell me what's good about an abomination. Nothing good about abomination at all. And that's what we are when we take, when we handle it ourselves and leave God out. I had a pastor years ago, he described abomination as a stink in God's nose. I don't want to be a stink in God's nose. And an abomination is one of those stinks in your nose. Have you ever been somewhere and you smelled something and it just like stayed in your nose? I remember working on some old Chevy's GM products. They used to, in the U-joints, some of you may know this, in the U-joints, they squirted this this plastic-like stuff in there instead of using clips on it, and that held the U-joints into the drive shaft. Anybody? And you used to take and heat those up because you couldn't knock them out of there. It would seal it in there. And you'd heat them up with a torch when you were changing. And it made this horrible, horrible smell that you just couldn't get out of your nose. Can anybody recognize the smell you smelled? And it just won't come out. That's what we are to God when we let our foolish pride just to stink in God's nose. And you know, you got to take a shower to get it out of your nose. Put some Vicks Vapor Rub right in there to get to, you know, to over get past that smell. I don't want to be that in God's nose, do you?
No.
I can't think of a better way to describe an abomination but a stink in God's nose. I want to be a sweet smell in God's nose. Woo! Isn't that what He is to us?
Yeah.
Oh, I got so many stories to tell you right now, I just can't do it, but that's what our pride is. We read there, everyone that is proud in heart and is abomination to the Lord. Verse 5, though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Who shall not be unpunished? You know who that's talking about? Everyone that is proud in heart. In other words, it's going to come around. There is going to be a reaction to that action. I don't want to be a stink in God's nose. Just a couple of verses. Or jump down to verse 16. Chapter 16, verse 18. Look at what it says there. Pride goeth before what? And a haughty spirit before a fall. There's something going to happen down the road because we got pride. We're promised here in God's Word that some results of leaving God and God's Word out of our lives are going to be punishment, destruction, and a fall. I don't want any of those. I don't like any. Boy, doesn't that sound like fun? Destruction? A fall? Punishment? Boy, don't we all like those? Just fun. Woo, yeah, bring it on. I like that. No, not at all. Over the years, I've learned that a person with pride, and I'm just going to say, I'm not pointing my finger at you. I've learned my own pride. I've lived long enough to figure out where my pride has done to me. And it rears its head up quite often. Don't ask my wife. And I see it sometimes, and there's sometimes I've seen it enough times and made the foolish mistake, I can woe it before it gets there. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Whoa, I know where that's going to get me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So instead of, when I talk about pride, I don't say you. I say we.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We.
Amen.
Over the years, I have learned that a person with pride can be in the lowest level of their lives and continue to leave God and God's Word out of their lives. Have you been there? And not accept the help that's been offered to them. I've seen it. I've been there. And instead, yes, what do? They choose not to accept the help. Why? Because of their pride. Their pride got them there, and their pride keeps them there. Been there. I got the reward, destruction, fall, punishment. Hopefully I've learned a little bit anyway. You would think we would learn. Well, glory, I'll move on. That's not being wise, is it? That's not being wise, is it? But it's a promise. It's just right there in the Word of God. It's a promise. Look in verse 20. While we're looking at this same thing, he that handleth a matter, what's the next word?
Wisely.
Oh, that would not be full of pride, right?
Right.
That would be, wisely would be using God and God's words in the matter, right?
Yeah.
I love this verse. He could be a she, could be a they. He that handleth a matter wisely, say it with me, shall find good. Oh, should we be looking for good? If we're following God and God's Word, there might be some good come out of everything. But if we get pride and say, God, you're not, or God, you shouldn't have, or God, you should have, or look at them, we're going to miss the good in it. And by the way, it's, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them called according to His purpose. It may not be what we think is good, but what it is what God thinks is good and what we need that right time to maybe get us back in His Word, maybe get us back in the right relationship, maybe get our relationship back with others, maybe get us back to church where we should be, maybe get it back to tithing, maybe get it back to mission giving, maybe get it back to getting along with somebody in the home, or maybe the preacher, you didn't like what he said, and it's time. What could be? What could there be? Everything, just about. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And whoso, that's everybody, whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Well, you know, your saddest times are when you're away from the Lord, aren't they?
That's right.
They just kind of add up and add up and add up and make it worse and worse, and you get all the problems with that destruction and falling and, yeah. When you could have just said, whew, let me find some good in that. Oh, look at there. The Lord is right in that.
Yes.
He allowed, He gave me the grace to get through it. The Lord was in that. I can't call the shots, but I want the Lord to call them, my man. And you're going to find good because there's something good in everything. You mean to tell me a stub toe is a good thing? There's something good in a stub toe? Yeah, that little infected thing might fall off and you get a new toenail. I'm happy for that right now. I got one coming off. That toenail's caused me so much problem. I stubbed my toe. I cooked a log the other day. It got all black and bloody, and this is not in my notes. And I got a nice, fresh, new toenail coming out there with no fungus. I'm finding some good in that toenail stub. Oh, did it hurt? I remember, I kicked that log, and I was up there, and I'm going, oh. Oh, I couldn't even speak. It hurt so much. And now I got a new toenail.
Amen.
Woo-hoo! And if you want a new toenail, come on up here and I'll give you a new one too. Let's look for the good in it. Amen. I didn't have to go to the doctor either. No doctor bills.
Amen.
New toenail. My wife thinks I'm nuts because I am. Woo! He that handleth the matter. But you can look for good in it, can't you? How did you handle it? Well, good, it's the best toenail. But without it. Well, I hope the thing grows out fungus again. Yeah? Find something good in it. Happy is he. You could smile without your teeth and still be happy.
Amen.
Well, glory. He that handles the wise, he that handles the matter wisely shall find good. And whoso trusteth in the Lord, isn't that what we're supposed to be doing through it all anyway? Isn't that what helps us handle the matter the right way? Is just to trust in the Lord?
Amen.
With all thine heart. And lean not into thy own understanding. Oh! In all thy ways acknowledge him. Thank you, Lord, for that smashed toenail. Well, glory. I'm having a good time. How about you? How did we handle a matter? How do we handle all matters? Every matter should be handled with the Word of God and the Lord. Amen? Everything, big or small. This verse where it says, he that handleth the matter wisely, man, that's a general thing, isn't it? It's talking about everything in life.
Yeah.
He that handles this matter and this matter. No, all matters. That's where we need to have him. Everything. It's a general application applied to every situation and decisions that we make in life. Big, small, a matter, any matter, something in the future, something in the past, right now. How do we handle it? What you do, what you did, made an opinion, a choice that you made in your life, any of them need to be handled wisely. How many times do you make a choice during a day? How many times do you make a decision in the period of a day? Some are just going to have to already have some scripture in there. They're going to already have to have a pattern in there. There's already going to have to be some integrity there to where you can make them. Some of them take a little bit longer to think it through, you know? Like, buy this car today. Well, that might take a couple of days of prayer, a little bit of research. But something may not take that long. You've learned from mistakes, right? How did you handle it yesterday? Well, I just handle that the same way all the time. I say, no. It's some things that we can develop. We need to do that. Character. You got some things in the Word of God. You got some experience. And then some bigger things need a little bit more time. The whole thing boils down to, how did we handle a matter? How do we handle every matter? We need to handle it with God and with God's Word. In other words, did we wisely make that decision or choice? We look back and say, you know, it's probably going to depend whether you made a wise choice or not, whether you did it with the Word of God and followed the Word of God. It's probably just that simple, isn't it? Wise decisions made what God wants. Do you ever remember bad decisions that you made? Boy, they stick out a little bit, but we as Christians, we got the Holy Spirit there with us. He's helping us with our decisions, right? There's some things, and during the day you may make, I'm just going to throw this out, during the day you may make 5 bad decisions or choices. But you know, during that same day, you probably made 150 good choices. Because you're a Christian, you're born again, say, you've had some scripture, you've heard some preaching, you've had some experience. You care. You love. You hope. We only make that few bad decisions, choices in a day, don't we? I mean, seriously. The majority of what we do, you know, we're driving the car down there. We make 45 perfectly good stops at the stop sign. We might just roll through one of them. That's where the cop's going to be, right? God still sees that one choice that we made as well. And I'm having fun tonight. Well, Glory, did we wisely make that decision or choice? What was the result? Think back. Remember, how did we handle the matter? How are we handling the matter? How will we handle the matter? We can learn from those choices that we made and the result of them. By the way, are you looking for good results?
Yeah.
Are we looking for God? Are we an ingrate? Are we noticing what God's doing? Are we learning from it and thanking Him? And I mean, that's a whole other subject in itself, but are we looking for good results?
Yes.
That's how we should be. Can we expect God to give us good results? He promised He would.
Yes.
They just may not be exactly what we think is good at that very moment.
Oh,
whoop. But it all came out good, didn't it?
Yep.
I'll show it to you later. It depends upon your choice whether it's wise or not. We get that choice. It depends on your choice whether it's wise or not. How did you handle it? Let me just get some more things here. How did you handle it? Did you lie to somebody? How did you handle it? Did you lie to yourself?
Maybe.
I don't know which is worse there, to lie to somebody else or lie to yourself. I think it's worse to lie to yourself. It's easy to lie to somebody else when you're lying to yourself. Kind of hard to lie to God, though, isn't it? No use, you're right. I don't think it works at all. How did you handle it? Did you lie to yourself? Did you lie to others? How did you handle it? I quit! How did you handle it? How did you handle it? Come on over here, I'm going to knock your block off. That ain't going to ever happen to me again, let me tell you. That's what you call learning by experience. You see this nose right here? While we're talking about body parts, you see this nose right here? It's got a nice little bump right there, don't it? It's pretty good size, isn't it? That's from being in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong words on my mouth. And I didn't learn until I got married. Since then, I haven't got a broken nose. Yeah. So what we do, pick a fight every time. Did you handle it wisely? Well, yes, sure, we know we've messed up sometimes. We can see it. We remember it. Amen? Maybe right now we're messing up and we get forgiveness right now before it really gets going. Maybe we can use that in the future so that we can get something in place where it should. The Word of God, so we know how to handle it. And we handle it in the right way. Amen? Every matter in life needs to be wisely handled by finding out what the Lord's desire is and what He wants us to do and just trust Him with it. If you're a note taker, I said the first thing there. Let me just find it there. God wants to help, but it must be His way. The second thing is every matter in life needs to be wisely handled by finding out what the Lord's desires are. And trust Him with it. What do we see? What do we see? You know, I get to see you, don't I? And I have my opinion whether you wisely handled it or not. And so does God. What else do we get to see? We get to see each other. You know, we see ourselves and we see each other's. And we know whether each other are handling it wisely or not, don't we? We do know. That's how we know who to pick friends with sometimes. That's sometimes how we know who to help. You see yourself and God sees you as well. As I look around in this world that we live in, you know, I don't see a lot of happy people, do you? There are some. It depends on where you go, isn't it? But overall, watch the news. Boy, there are a lot of happy people in this world. We go to church and we find some happy people, don't we?
Yes.
Get around some of our family people, saved and doing. We see happy people, and what you see in the text there, verse 20: He that handleth the matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. That's how the happiness comes. Well, glory. What does God see? Does He see happy? in this old world, we, you know, we travel all the time. We get in some churches that there are not a lot of happy people there. Sometimes we get in homes. We don't see a lot of people there, happy people there. We see these children today, don't we? I was watching this girl back here, a young girl. I don't know how old she is. I can't see that well to see that far, but I could tell she's a young girl and jumping on the trampoline, burning leaves, running around the backyard, chasing her dogs. Her dogs are chasing her. I could hear her singing down there. And I'm going, oh, what I'd give to be a young child again. That's a rare one.
Yeah.
That's rare. We normally see them dressed in black and cussing and cursing and riding down the road, flipping people off, doing whatever. Wait, you see them? Not a lot of smiles there, are there? Not a lot of happiness. Well, glory. What does God see? Are you trusting in Him and His Word and happily moving on? Remember the text, he that handles the matter wisely shall find good. Perfect example is this, Ruth, over down in verse 26, or verse 25 rather. There is a way that seemeth right unto the man, that ways are ways of death. That's not the verse that I wanted. Glory. Well, I see the clock. I need to get wrapping her up anyway. You know, if you haven't trusted the Lord as your Savior, you're probably not as happy with yourself as you could or should be. We all have a sin nature, don't we? As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I mean, we know that. Let me just ask you, those of you here tonight that are saved on your way to heaven, were you happier before you were saved or after you were saved? Is that any difference with anybody in this world? For with the mouth, man believeth unto righteousness. Mm-hmm, yeah. For whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. Happy? Yeah, that's when the Lord's happy with us, isn't it? And we're obedient, He's happier with us. But He gives us everything it takes for us to live a life. He goes with us. He gives us, He gave us the Word of God. Well, glory. How are you going to handle this matter when it comes to forgiveness that you need? How are you going to handle it? Wasn't that bad. God doesn't mind this one time. That's what salvation was, forgiveness, right? Forgiveness of being a sinner. What did we do? We got happy when we took care of that, right? What do we do with things that go on in our life when we mess up? Get pride and choose to do something our way or whatever. Well, we need to get more forgiveness, don't we?
Yeah.
And get that joy back again. I don't know where you're at here tonight, but continue making your own choices, or you're going to maybe make some wise ones. There's a lot of options, really, isn't there? But there's really only one good, right one. And that's what God, what does God say? What does God want? What's the wise thing here? That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to make it wise. Wisely would be just to trust the Savior and His words. I've made this statement a number of times, but how did you handle it? How do lost people handle it? How did you handle it before you got saved? Probably not real good. You ever heard of the said at the same time? Get a handle on it. Yeah, well, maybe if you're here tonight and you haven't got your salvation settled, maybe you need to get a handle on it. Maybe you're here tonight and you've let sin creep in, a little bit of pride and bad choices, and maybe you need to get a handle on it. You know how we get a handle on it? If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We get a hold of Him and get a hold of His Word and start making wise choices, the ones that He wants us to make. What's the Holy Spirit's main purpose in our life? Guide us and direct us and go with us and protect us and help us. And the list goes on. He's right there. If we listen to Him, we'll glory. Happy with your past decisions? Woohoo! You better say that if you're saved one. The rest of them we don't have to be so happy about, though, do we? Happy to trust Christ as your forgiving Savior? Oh, yeah. Just once? No, every day. Don't have to get saved every day, but He sure ought to hear from us every day. And we know we, don't we? We need to get it. I know me, and I know I need a forgiveness every day. And people around me need a forgiveness once in a while. Just once in a while. Right? Just once in a while. and I'm looking to Him, those come a lot easier. But if I'm full of pride, stubbornness, going, making my choices, I don't do real good with giving forgivenesses to anybody else. You know, your walk with the Lord has a lot to do probably with how forgiving you are to others.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, glory. A couple of things here. Here we go. Ready? Questions, statements. If you are not happy with God's word, you are probably not reading it. Because if you read it, you'll be happy with it. You want it again?
Yes.
If you're not happy with God's word, you're probably not reading it. That preacher, didn't he see that period in that verse when he was reading it? Probably a problem there. He mispronounced that word. I do it just about every verse, I think. If you're a forgiving person, you'll just let that go. But if you're not walking with the Lord and not right with His word the way you should, you'll be critical of just about every... Couldn't He have picked a better chapter to read than that one? Why did He read the whole chapter? He mispronounced that word. Just tell us where your heart's at. Are you? If you're not happy with God's word, you're probably not reading it. Statement number two. If you're not happy with God, you're probably not talking and walking with Him. If you're not happy with God, why didn't God do that? Why didn't God do this? Why didn't? When did that? If you're not happy with God, you're probably not talking to Him and walking with Him. Third little statement here. If you're not happy with where you are in life, you're probably not listening or trusting Him. Because God is good. All the time. And he that handleth the matter wisely shall find good. Might find God? No. Probably will find God. In God's eyes, things are differently than they are through our eyes. Aren't you glad? God's eyes could see a lot further down the road. God's eyes can forget some things in the past. Oh, glory. He that hath the... Look in the next chapter. You still open? I said I was going to stay in one chapter. I'm sorry for I lied. But Proverbs chapter 16, verse 20. I've read it. I'll read it one more time. He that handleth the matter wisely shall find good. And whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. I love the correlation of Proverbs chapter 17, verse 20. They go together. Look at these. He that handles the matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Chapter 17, verse 20. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good. You know what what the word froward means? I wrote it in my notes. It means perverse. It means not willing to yield or comply with what is required. It means ungovernable. It means disobedient. He that hath a froward heart, a disobedient, ungovernable. Who needs to govern our hearts? Aren't we supposed to put the pride away and follow? Give it all to Him? Perverse, wicked, not willing to yield or comply to what is required. God's got some requirements, doesn't He? Handling matters wisely, His way. Verse 20 again in chapter 17. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good. And he that has a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. And it goes on down there. Let me just read a couple of verses. You can read the rest of this later. He that begatteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. A merry heart doth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the... and on it goes, talking about it. But handling a matter wisely, you're going to find good. If your heart's not, and you're not following the Word of God, and it's all pride, guess what? You're going to find no good. We're no good And that's what we're going to find. Well, glory. How are you handling it? How are you handling God? How are you handling God's Word? By the way, where does being froward get you? Where does being froward get you? Absolutely nowhere. When we control, we have the controls, and we're full of pride, it gets you nowhere. And it never will get you anywhere. It just won't. Well, glory. So, how are you handling it? How are you handling the matter of God, God's Word? How are you handling the matter of obedience? You know, we're mission week this year. How are you handling the matter of giving? Oh, I just don't seem to make my bills. How are you doing in that matter? How are you doing with that matter of giving? Obedience, that's all it is. Honor the Lord with our substance, our increase. You're not doing that? Well, I wonder why things are with it. Well, I can't point my finger on that. It's not my place. I got my own problems. I don't want to worry about yours. You know, right? We don't point fingers at each other. Well, that person over there, they're having problems because of... No, why don't you just turn that finger around and look at you? That's where you're responsible for, not them. How are you handling your obedience? How are you handling your giving? How are you handling your going? How are you handling your helping? How are you handling influence? Someone's influencing you. I want it to be God, and I want it to be God's Word. All matters wisely shall find what? How are you doing with that? Good in God's eyes? That's what matters. Yes. Giving, going, Word of God. Just a challenge tonight. So, how did you handle it last year? Did you make some promises, commitments? How'd you do? Got things going on in your life right now? How are you going to handle it? Got things going on in the future? How are you going to handle them? Dear God, would you forgive me? Dear God, would you help me? I want to be in your Word. I want to follow you. I want to be obedient. I want to be forgiving. And I want to see you in it all. Stand with me, please. Dear Lord, I love you. And I thank you again for the privilege of being here today. Lord, I don't think I've ever thanked you for my stubbed toe. But as I was speaking tonight, I got to thinking about that. That's just one of those things. And I never thank you for the good that's coming out of that. There's a lot of things in my life I haven't thanked you for the good that came out of it. Maybe because I wisely didn't look at it right. I didn't see it through your eyes. Lord, I'd ask you to forgive me where I failed you. I'd ask you, Lord, to be with the folks that are here. Pray that you'd forgive us where we've all failed you. I pray that you'd help us to be in the Word like we should be. Put you in our lives where we should be. Have your will and your way in this invitation. We pray tonight, Lord, if there's someone here tonight that has not handled salvation wisely yet, I pray that you'd give them boldness and conviction to deal with that just as soon as possible. Lord, I pray that you'd help us with all matters of our lives. Help us to deal with it wisely and find good in it. Find you in it. Help us to search the Word daily. Help us to talk with you daily, pray daily, and be what you'd have us to be, obedient. Just give you the praise and the glory and the thanks for it all. In Jesus' name, amen.